Last Friday, another video surfaced showing the shooting death of an unarmed black man by a white officer. This time, the officer was a 73-year-old reserve deputy, a citizen volunteer. And the video was recorded April 1st by a camera on the sunglasses of undercover officers conducting a sting to arrest Eric Harris, who they suspected of drug and gun dealing. The video shows Harris running from the officers who tackle and restrain him. And as he's held down, he's shot once by reserve deputy Robert Bates, who was riding with the task force. Harris's family demanded the video be released, and a warning: it's very difficult to listen to.
Roll on your stomach. Now.
You can hear Eric Harris yelling, "He shot me." And in the background, you can faintly hear Reserve Deputy Bob Bates saying, "Oh, I shot him. I'm sorry." Harris later died. Bates said he accidentally pulled his gun instead of his stun gun. Tulsa Police Sergeant Jim Clark investigated the shooting and found no crime. Matt Pierce is a national reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Matt.
Good to be here.
And earlier today, we spoke to Wayne Green. He's the editorial pages editor of the Tulsa World newspaper. He says some people in Tulsa didn't even know there was such a thing as a reserve deputy, but they are in many counties. Who are they?
They're volunteers, unpaid volunteers. They've been used out here in Southern California. Tulsa County Sheriff's Office has them. They go through a lot of the same training that deputies do, and a lot of the times they help out with public events, doing, you know, maybe a little bit of assistant work, crowd control, you know, helping out with deputies who are doing more critical duties.
Right. Well, we found the National Sheriff's Association makes a Reserve Deputy of the Year award. In 2014, it went to Bill Coyle of Jacksonville, Florida, but he assisted after car accidents. Now, the Tulsa World editorial supports the idea of having these volunteer citizens, but questioned their role in a violent crimes task force, which is what this was, this incident. What questions are being raised?
Well, first of all, it's the department or the office says that it was not Bob Bates' duty to be arresting Eric Harris. He was supposed to be just providing perimeter control, and then when the foot chase broke out, Mr. Bates found himself on the front of the action. And so there's a lot of questions being raised about, so what's the level of his training? The sheriff's office says that he was fully trained. He was an experienced reserve deputy, and he had been doing work for the department since 2008. And now there are people asking questions of, well, should reserve deputies be serving on a violent crimes task force that's doing dangerous undercover work as this group was?
Well, and maybe also the quick use of the taser when a man is being held down. It has shades of the Fruitvale shooting in California when a transit officer there, Johannes Meserle, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. He also said that he confused his taser with his gun and mistakenly shot Oscar Grant to death. So there's perhaps the questions about the taser as well.
Right. They have a similar grip sometimes and a similar weight. And the expert brought in by the sheriff's office laid out, psychological theories about how someone could confuse a taser for a pistol in the heat of the moment when you're dealing with a really fast-moving, confrontational situation. And the sheriff's office in Tulsa concludes that, they don't think that a crime was committed here. They think that this was an honest mistake. It was an excusable homicide under the state's homicide laws. And so they've referred that case to the district attorney's office for review.
So that will be reviewed. But meanwhile, there's sort of a whiff of people getting on these reserve deputy forces by being friendly with the police force. What have you found out about Bob Bates?
Well, the sheriff's office told me that he had known the sheriff for about 40 years. He's an insurance executive, 73, and he's been doing work for the department since 2008. He was also chief of the sheriff's reelection campaign in 2012, had donated $2,500 to that campaign, and had also donated a couple of cars and other equipment to the sheriff's office you know, over the last couple of years. And that's really the argument for these programs, is that these kind of volunteers, even if they are, you know, politically connected, they can donate money or supplies to the department and help maybe fill budget gaps. But the problem is controversy can come out of this, especially when they're politically connected and they get connected to maybe a controversial incident. Over the past decade, we've had a couple of controversies out here in Southern California with the LA County Sheriff's Office and down in Orange County with allegations of politically connected reserve deputies maybe getting deputized without the proper amount of training, or maybe getting deputized only because of their political affiliation. So in this case, it's a perception problem for the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, because they're also investigating themselves, and in this case, they're investigating an influential donor in their own department.
Matt Pierce, a national reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.